Anthony Avery.
Excuse me. That was. Hey, can you take this? Stick it up on your shirt and slide it up.
This might seem like an obvious question, but what difference does it make to have a veteran group of guys in the secondary together?
I mean, it makes a big difference. I mean, last year, Eddie, he was pretty much the guy, and all the older guys. I mean, so this year, I mean, it's me, Mika, all the seniors, Tony, all the seniors this year. I mean, it makes a big difference. It creates leadership. You need leadership to have a good secondary or any type of defense, period. So, I mean, it's a big difference, a big thing to have.
Y'all feel like the strength of this defense, you know, usually the last few years it's kind of been a question mark, but y'all feel like the strength going in this year?
Oh, yeah. Yes, this year, I do feel that, you know, the secondary, I mean, we have a lot of older guys now, so feel like the roles flip with us this year. So, I mean, yes.
How has Trayvon gotten better since this point?
Got a whole lot better. I mean, he's getting more experience. Practicing more reps. The more reps you get, I feel like the better. I mean, guys kind of react. You see more. I know they work with me. You get a lot of reps. So,
how much more confident are you this year as opposed to last year at the same time?
I feel very confident. I mean, I'm more experienced. I mean, I have another year. I just did it in spring. Now I'm going through camp. So, I'm just very confident. I know I'm going to see more. And I know I'm going to just react instead of just, you know, being so uptight, just trying to do my job.
Does Mika play in different positions? Does that have any effect on you and maybe some of the other players during, you know, every day, depending on where he's at?
No, no effect. I mean, it's a good thing for him. I mean, it helps as well. I mean, it creates depth as well, just in case somebody go down, you never know. So it's a good thing that he plays all these other positions. Good.
Why do you think he can play all six positions at a high level?
Can you say that again?
Do you think he can play all six positions?
Oh, yes. I mean, yeah, he knows the defense. And he's still learning the defense. I mean, defense hard. So, but I mean, he pretty much can play anything if you put his mind to it.
Can you put that into perspective? How challenging that would be to be able to play if you were going to play all six positions?
Oh yeah, that would be very hard. I mean, it took me a little while just to, you know, play the position of corner. So, I know playing other positions it'd be difficult. But I mean, I put my mind to it. I know I can probably do it.
I know he played corner in high school, but has he ever come to you for maybe a refresher course on some things or some pointers since, you know?
Has he come to me? I mean, I know it's been a while. Sometimes he may ask me a question or two. I mean, you know, because, I mean, he's everywhere. So sometimes he may play corner in this week. Next week he plays safety. So, I mean, it's sometimes.
A lot was made of his leadership responsibilities at the safety position, kind of being more vocal late last year. Does it matter? You know, can he be the same kind of leader at safety, at money, at star, at corner? Can he be that same guy, Vogel?
Yeah, he could be that same guy. Even though, I mean, I know as a corner, we kind of get our type of signals, corners, we get our signals from the safety. So I kind of look at the safety a lot. But, I mean, you could be a leader anywhere. I mean, communication, I mean, that's very important in secondary periods. Anybody can step up and be a leader. All communication, doesn't matter.
How have those safeties stepped up, though, in those, like maybe Ronnie or Hootie in their calling, their leadership factor?
They all stepped up. I mean, I play with both of them, Ronnie and Hootie. So, I mean, they all pretty much, they're good at communicating, and especially giving everybody communicating, linebackers. They're good at both.
Is there a difference between maybe them and Mika?
No difference. They both communicate very well.
Yeah, maybe a receiver for as much speed top to bottom as what you guys have.
Oh yes, yeah. a lot of speed, especially with Calvin, Robert, even Cam Sims, all of them. I mean, they all have their own different type of game, and I like that about our receiving core this year. And they're very close, you can tell.
What are the two freshmen, Rhodes and Austin Smith?
They're good, they're very good. They're definitely stepping up during camp, making big plays too as well, so they've been very good.
Does Jerry not seem like a freshman anymore? I mean, because we keep talking about.
He said that again.
Jerry, he was in the spring. Does he kind of seem like one of the veterans now at this point, or what?
Oh, yes, he's getting better too. I mean, he's one of the guys I feel like is going to play a lot this year, so he's pretty much stepping up as well.
I feel like you can be a lockdown cornership.
Yes, I feel that way.
What are you improved on since last year?
I feel like I'm just more comfortable. I see more, more experience. What else? More footwork, and I'm finally, you know, starting to get like healthy now. So, yeah.
Did you feel like that you were a lockdown corner last year? I mean, some services, the grade films said you were the highest graded corner Alabama had. Do you feel like you were locked down last year?
Yeah, I'm Yeah, I mean, I'm confident about that. I mean, I'm pretty sure that, you know, I definitely did my job. And I really don't really focus on that. I just kind of just do my job. So, yeah.
You mentioned you're healthy now. How much do you think injuries like the dog did a little bit last year?
I mean, I was, other than me, to a certain extent, I mean, there was a couple of things I couldn't really, you know, do. I feel like this year I'll be fast, full speed, and we'll see what happens.
Did you see the NFL.com report, you know, naming you one of the more intriguing defensive backs, you know, in this class?
Yeah, I see all those things. I mean, it's a blessing just to even be a part of that or even just mention my name when it comes to that. But, I mean, I'm really just focused on the team and just focused on just getting better and having even a better year this year.
Was Anthony, did you guys, you and Minka ever talk when you came here to visit, you both from New Jersey, did you talk about it? Was that part of it? Not that it was a package deal, but you know what I'm saying,
the factor. I was here. I came first. I mean, I just started playing later, but what he did ask me, I mean, about like Alabama when I was here. And I mean, we both talked about it. I mean, he made the right decision, in my opinion.
You started the New Jersey, the Alabama pipeline?
Yeah, I started. if that's what you want to say, yeah, I guess.
Anthony, what are the challenges that going against Alabama's offense when you go good on good in practice?
Everywhere. I mean, we can run the ball, we can pass the ball. So, I mean, we're a lot balanced. Throw the ball downfield, just do a lot of different things. All our backs are good, our receivers are good. Pretty balanced. You don't know what you're going to get. So, I mean, that's pretty challenging.
You talked about Devontae Smith earlier, though, but what about his game makes him so good?
Speed. He's very speed. And when a ball in the air, you know how he needs to track the ball and go get it. He's good at that. I mean, that's his best thing.
Has he gotten bigger since the summer a little bit?
Yes, I feel like he has been.
Best blocking wide receiver.
Best blocking. In my opinion, block probably Cam Sims. He's kind of a bigger guy out of a lot of receivers. Pretty tall and big. And I mean, once you get his hand on you, it's hard to
fight. From your viewpoint, how has Jalen
improved? Improved very well, definitely. Like, very well. I know he's worked hard over the summer and the spring. So he's definitely getting thrown the ball more accurate, more even just throwing the ball downfield even better. So, pretty well.
Do you see him?
I felt that last year. Yeah, I felt like he was already taking it in last year. I feel like he just, you know, stepped in that role quick since, like, you know, day one. And I'm pretty confident that he will take over again this year.
You were a player last year that kind of had to grow into the position. You kind of talked about that after the USC game, a couple of plays that didn't go your way. You kind of grew as the season went on. How much are you using that example to help Trayvon in this transition to kind of show, hey, if you get beat here, don't worry about it, move forward, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's just the nature of playing corner. I mean, sometimes you're going to get beat. You just have to have a short memory. I mean, that's pretty much what I did. I just took it as motivation. Like, all right, can't catch the ball no more. I got to step up. So, I mean, that's why I try to tell him, have a short memory.
Where specifically has he gotten better, Trayvon? Where specifically, maybe since he moved in the spring and now that you're seeing him in the fall?
It's hard to just pick one thing, but I know what I see or what I saw. I think just seeing more experience, reacting quicker to certain things. It's just seeing things.
Hip placement, I guess that's a big thing with cornerbacks, you know, kind of knowing when to turn, when to in phase or out phase, that kind of stuff. Is he grasping that part of the game as well?
Yes. I mean, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I feel like that was one of his better things about playing the ball. He had no problem playing the ball. That was pretty much, that's all I think. He just played pretty well playing the ball.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.